The arthritis in my knees is going to go away, no problem.
What is going away?
The arthritis in my knees is going to go away.
When you believe that, the word arthritis never comes across your tongue again.
Okay. Done. I know you talked about the weight issue, and I'm working on that as well. And those have been my beliefs. I don't...
We told you. We're really tired of those questions.
My question is, I know I'm not going upstream, and I believe and trust that I am going downstream, but some of the things that you mentioned as upstream question, as comments, I thought were downstream comments. And so I'm figuring I have one paddle in the water and I'm going in circles. So I'm hoping you'll write a book called Upstream Downstream Statements. Because...
Well, the thing that's a little tricky about that, and we're glad that you bring this up, because we think that would be a very good use of time in these hours that are before us, to spend some time acknowledging which statements are upstream and which are downstream. Now, remember, it's a relative thing, and so the fact that some of them seem downstream to you, and we said they were upstream, maybe they were downstream from you from where you're standing. In other words, depending upon who we're talking to, you could be upstream from the statement, and so when it is made, it feels downstream. Someone else might be downstream from the statement, and so when it is made, it's upstream.
Right.
And the thing that we want you to understand is we are not going to give out any rewards for the downstreamiest of you. Because we want you to not feel any competition or any uneasiness about where you are in the stream. Because you're in the stream and it's moving and that's enough. Wherever you are is all right. And so the only thing that you want to be aware of is this statement more downstream than the last one? Can I make more of a downstream statement? We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
As we talked about Esther watching a television program that by someone's standards, who is really in the moment, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, they're in love with life, they're feeling appreciation for the world, they're looking at the abundance that surrounds and all of the well-being, and they might catch a glimpse of Esther watching CNN or The Daily Show or one of those shows where they are really hammering at one of the world events or about one of the political players, and as they are hammering at them in all of their humor and accuracy, and Esther is saying, yes, yes, that's exactly what I think, yes. You might say, oh boy, is she upstream? Because you are in love with life. You're not pushing against anything. And you might be able to feel that Esther is pushing against in that moment. But it's not any of your business what Esther's doing in her stream. And if that television program gives her a feeling of relief as opposed to the feeling of embarrassment that she had before, or the feeling of the world is falling apart that she had before, or a feeling of there is nothing that I can do about it, these people are making decisions on my behalf and I don't like the decisions that they're making and I can't do anything about it, then that release that she's having while she's watching that television program is a downstream experience for her. But after a while, in other words, that downstream experience is only downstream for a little while. In other words, it was a relief at first, and it was a relief at first, and it was a relief at first, and it was a relief at first. But before she knows it, it's no longer a relief. It's an excuse to complain. And so she has to move on to something else. In other words, the same things don't give you your sensation of relief. You're always reaching for another way of looking at it, for a softer way of looking at it, for a better way of looking at it, for a more in alignment way of looking at it. And in time, you reach the place on every subject in the world of coming into alignment with the way who you really are looks at it. And then, for a while, you're stable because you've sort of worked the kinks out of everything. You're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You have trained yourself into vibrational alignment with the way the source within you sees the world. And you have this oasis of pleasure. You have this feeling of well-being. You have this sensation of seeing the world through your unique rose-colored glasses where all things look good to you. But then in time, you begin to stabilize on your platform of well-being and you begin to attract a new set of pickier, more specific contrasting experiences. And before you know it, you're finding something even in this wonderful place that you've been standing that has contrast within it. In other words, you never stop reaching for that improved alignment because